Morning, church. Today's Bible reading comes from Psalms 100. If you're looking at the Pew Bible, it will be on page 427. Psalms 100, a psalm for giving thanks. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Please join with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you that you are a God who is good and faithful. Lord, you are the source of joy and gladness. Thank you that we could come to you so openly and to sing joyful songs to you. Father, we pray that you empower Jason as he shares your word. We pray that you open our ears and our hearts to listen and to receive. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, Ree. Love that prayer. Now, you need to turn this down because I've got some volume coming. All right, just firstly, a review. So how did you go on your exercises? We had a gratitude exercise. And if you just go to the slide with the address on it, upbc.org.au/grateful, you'll be able to find the exercises there. And I switched the order, Ashley, so that one that you said will be actually the week after. But we did an exercise this week on our cup overflowing with thankfulness. So writing a note of one, two, or three things that are going on each day that you're thankful for, you thank God for, and why. And this is what we went for. If you just give me the next slide, Ross. We went for not a cup. We went for a bowl. So it's just, have you got the bowl there? Yeah, that's the bowl. Yeah. So we haven't filled it up. There's only six of us. But yeah, so it's been great for us to do it. Anyone else doing it? I've had a few people texting me their photos of their cups through the week. And thank you. Because remember, I said there are no spectators here. Not keen on spectators. And it's great to see that people are participating. Shout, worship, and come. There's a time for quietness and stillness when you approach God. Be still and know, Psalm 46 says, but this is not one of them. There's a time when you grieve, mourn, and wail, James 4 says, but this is not one of them. There's a time when you must question God, Psalm 10 says. Why, Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? But this is not one of them. There is a time when you recall in detail the work of God throughout your history. That is Psalm 89. But this is not one of them. There is a time when you lament before God your circumstance. Psalm 130, out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord, Lord, hear my voice. But this is not one of them. No, people of God, today we are going to shout. Give me a shout. Today we are going to worship. Let me hear your gladness. Today we are going to come. Let me hear your songs of joy. Why do you ask? Why do we shout? Because we know the Lord is God. Our Lord is God of the universe. We know his name. We know the creator of all things. Why do we worship, you ask? Because he made us. Every hair on our head, our eyes, our thoughts, our attitudes are formed in us from the very get-go. He made us. He knew us. He believed in us. He hoped in us. He is our God. Why do we sing, you might ask? Because we are his people. We are within his concern. He is caring for us. We are under his protection. Shout. Worship. Come. Too much? Too much? It's all truth. It's straight from the book. What is in us that holds us back from this call to praise? I went to a church in Rosebud. Anyone know where Rosebud is? It's like the Nalunga of Melbourne. Well, actually, no, it's more like the Victor Harbour of Melbourne. It's a long way out of Melbourne. I went to Rosebud CRC, and in Rosebud CRC, a small church of about, on a good day, 40 people. In Rosebud CRC, there were Italians and there were Spanish people. What do you call it? Spaniards? Spaniards! I was in the worship band. They were loud. You would play music and they would be at the front. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! And they would be loud as anything. You would preach and they would shout back at you, amen, brother, say it again. They were loud, much like we are here. We have such reservation and restraint in a church like ours. But the thing that I've noticed is with reservation and with restraint, you are held back from fully experiencing joy. You don't taste it fully. We may worry about the sincerity of people who look a little over the top in worship. Maybe we should also worry about our reservation. I enjoy embarrassing my kids. I love it. It may be part of a father's job description, but I love embarrassing my kids. I remember one parent-teacher night. It was kind of a parent-teacher night. What was that night? Student showcase night. And the classroom was full of people. And I said to one of my children, we're going to be ninjas. We're going to get into this class and no one is going to notice us. So I got down on the floor and started to stealth crawl through the classroom. I crawled under the desk. I ducked and weaved if anyone looked at me. And that child died with embarrassment. I did it most of the night. It was so much fun for me. And you know what? Eventually, that child will remember that occasion with much joy. How hilarious was my father? What do you mean no? Who said no? I heard that no. How hilarious. Do you know, when we are busy being cool, who are we conscious of? Ourselves. When we're busy being reasonable, we're thinking about ourselves. You know what I was trying to do? I was trying to add fun to a night that I experienced as pretty boring. And they probably think was, I don't know what they thought, but it was fun. I got out of my skin and I had fun. Now, I try to do things like that quite often. The staff the other day, I think they agreed that I don't mind, you know, wearing Spider-Man suits and all those kinds of things, but or getting dressed in a women's dress at Myer Centre in town, which I may have done once or twice. But the point is, When you get out of your skin, you actually feel like you're tasting life. And when you hold back, you actually miss out on something. You know, yesterday at the end of the basketball game, it was a tight game. And in the last 10 seconds, they had a couple of chances. The last 3 seconds of the basketball game, there was still a chance. 2 points up on our side, still a chance. So that's a pretty wired game. And I loved watching the burst of joy on a couple of players' faces at the end of that game. I got it on camera, so they'll enjoy their funny-looking face. But they fully captured everything about that moment, something that I know, sadly, you poor players missed out on, but fully captured that moment by expressing it. They tasted everything that there was to be tasted there because they got out of their skin and shouted and let go on their joy. Psalm 100 calls us to have full attention on God. Know the Lord is God. Don't think about yourself. When you think about God, you can let loose on what everybody else thinks of you and even what you think of yourself. David, when the Ark of the Covenant, so God, the sign of God's presence among God's people, is out in a tent and finally he's going to bring it back into Jerusalem. He's out at this place. He's going to finally bring it back in Jerusalem. David was so excited that he stripped down to his underwear and danced like a crazy guy in front of the ark. This is the king. This is like, I can't imagine the queen doing anything quite the same. Or Prince Charles. I have no correlation because they're English. But some other cultures, maybe African, you could imagine people dancing with abandonment. David danced so crazily that he embarrassed his wife. She rebuked him that a king should never be seen in such a demeaning position. He didn't see it that way because his full attention was on God. Know the Lord is God. That is good enough for you to let loose and shout and worship and sing. And the strange truth is that knowing God and belonging to The strange truth is knowing God and belonging to him brings you joy. It should rise up in you and bring you gladness. It should bring you a song in your heart. And the strange thing is it stops doing it. You take it for granted. That is why sometimes I like to go OTT with my family. I like to hug longer than is polite. I like to kiss my kids and my wife more than maybe other people think is appropriate. Because I'm trying to stir up in them and me how amazing it is to be together, to love one another. This is amazing. We should never take it for granted. This is why in church, we should have times when we shout, when we worship with abandonment, when we sing with joy, because we can't just take it for granted. Sing, shout, worship, stir yourself up again. It is extraordinary to belong to God. 1 John 3:1, how amazing it is that we should be called children of God, and that is indeed what we are, all through Jesus Christ our Lord. Psalm 100 also says there are no spectators here. He says, come. And when you come, you'll need to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. To shout, to worship, to sing, these are all acts of thanksgiving. It's our voluntary response in gratitude to God. When we approach God, we're meant to approach him with thanksgiving. When people come into places like this, and it's good for worship leaders and pastors to remember this, you do not come, I suspect, to be torn down, to feel worse when you go out the door than when you came in. Unless you're sinning, then maybe that's a pretty good thing. But you come here for all of the things that are going on in your life. You come here to be encouraged and to have hope. And to find what you want, you need to come with thanksgiving. To be encouraged and to have hope begins with giving thanks. Psalm 100 says, you can do that whatever the circumstance. Because it has four reasons why you can praise, why you can worship, why you can shout for joy, why you can give thanks. They have four reasons, and they are this. Number one, you belong to him. Number two, God is good. Number three, he loves you with an enduring love. Number four, he is faithful to you and to all generations. Whatever place you're in, those four truths are always true. They're fixed points. You can be grateful in every circumstance because it will never fail to be true that you belong, that God is good, that God is love, and that God is faithful. And when life is hardest, you need to know these four fundamentals. Because of Jesus, I belong to God. He is good, he is loving, he is faithful. Life is hard, but there still is much to thank God for. Some of us find it hard to trawl through our lives because it feels like, and it probably is, that your circumstances are rubbish, terrible. Or even if it's in here, as I've said often, your mind, when it's a weapon against you, is a terrible place because sometimes your mind cannot find light in darkness. Four things that are still true. I belong to God. God is good. God is love. God is faithful. Are you thankful when times are tough? When you need it the most? It's actually a discipline of spirit. We all know that life can be tough. And you can thank God when life's great, and so you should. But how do we thank God when life is tough? It's a discipline. Some of us have this beautiful blessing that we can see silver on every dark cloud, gold everywhere else people see dirt. You're great friends. Actually, that's not as common as we would like. I'd like to test whether it's that common amongst younger people now. Because they talk about less thankfulness, less gratitude for all the effort we're putting into this. Our younger people seem to be finding lots of hard things in life. So what could you do to live thankfully in difficult times? I've got one exercise for you this week. It's a 7-day devotional on how to be thankful in hard times. If you just go to the next slide there. Oh, keep plugging away. There it is. Got a phone. On your phone, if you don't have this app, it'd be great if you had this app. It's the YouVersion Bible app. It's the most popular Bible app in the world. I think it's been downloaded more than 500 million times or 500 million times or something like that. Great app. On that app, if you have it, you can sign up to 7 days of doing a small devotional each day. And you can find the link for that. So if you want to do it with me, so I'll be doing this week. If you want to do it with me, then you just have the app on your phone, and then you click that link that's on that page, and we will be able to do it together. I know a few of you are doing the full Bible. This is just 7 days. What you're offering to God as you do that is you're offering to God and inviting Him to strengthen your spirit. To strengthen your spirit so that when times are tough, your growing instinct is to enter His gates with thanksgiving. Church, there is a time when you will question, when you must weep, you must lament. There is a time for quietness and stillness. This is not one of them. Shout for joy to the Lord. Shout for joy to the Lord. Worship the Lord with gladness. Can I have a hallelujah? Come before Him with joyful songs. Don't have to sing, it's all right. Oh, when the saints know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people. Let's pray. Our God, many of us have had a lifelong habit of being stuck within ourselves. There are not many moments when we let loose with abandonment. I would hope that some of those moments are when we're at home, in the most familiar place that we have in our lives among those we love. What I would also hope is that as a church, when we gather together, that we will be so fixed on You, our God, that our worship will be about You. That if we need to shout, raise our voice, sing with joy, even if we sing terribly, that we might do so. Because our hearts are filled with gladness and thankfulness that we belong to You, that You are good, that You are loving, and that You are faithful. We want to confess right now that once we were far off, but because of Jesus, we are now able to come close. We thank You for the forgiveness of sins that come through the cross. We thank You for the invitation of grace to belong to Your family. We thank You, as we've said before, for our purpose and destiny in the work of God. We thank You for our dignity because we are Your children. We are so, so grateful. And we pray all this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.